Hey Josh, my name is John Wang. I own a window cleaning company in Illinois. I actually started last year in February, so 2016 February, and had my first year, and it was good. I've got, you know, I had some part-time employees. I got the most Google 5-star reviews out of anyone in my town. But one thing I came across was I was just completely unorganized, and I didn't have these systems that you talk so much about in place. And I just listening to you talk about these systems is just blowing my mind, and it makes so much sense, and the perceived value, just everything you've been talking about on these podcasts is great. So my question is, I'm not very computer savvy, and I don't really have a computer with all these programs, with even Word, really, with Word processor to create systems and whatnot. So my question is, do you offer, you know, maybe like I can purchase rough drafts or copies of systems that you had in place, or do you have ideas on how to create these systems in a simple way, a little more in depth about the systems? So I hope that makes sense. I'm driving home from work, talking, or what is it, calling, leaving questions, some comments. Hope that makes sense. Anyway, thanks again, Josh, for all the information on the podcast. It's great. Helps me out a ton. Really looking forward to this next season. Thanks.
Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action.
Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? What's going on, Quick Talk listeners? It's Josh here. I hope you're having a great week. Hope you had a good weekend, and I hope your business is prepped and ready for a massive 2018. How cool is that intro little question, right? He's asking about systems. So sometimes I don't spend enough time talking to the really, really small young business. And so I'm going to do some basic teaching today that is really high value, probably no matter where you are in business, but especially if you have a young business or you're just hustling by yourself or you're confused by the concepts of systems. Now, the caller had asked if I sell pre-built systems, and not really. There are tons of pre-built systems inside my Automate, Grow, Sell bootcamp, which many, many, many of you guys are in. But it's tricky to do that because the nuances with every company, the services you offer, and your own personality. Your systems have to represent the brand and the personality that you are building, which should be unique and different, right? So it's actually more powerful, even though it can feel overwhelming, for me to teach you the concepts on how to properly build systems. And that's what I'm going to go through today. But before I even get into it, I want to start out by saying that, first of all, everyone listening to this that has a business, you already have a fully systemized business right now. You already have the systems. The problem is that they're all inside of your head. And when you're a stage one business, meaning that you are the person doing the service, you're delivering the deliverable, you're at the client's house, like cleaning the thing, building the retaining wall, mowing the grass, whatever, you do a lot of stuff. You're not just a technician, but you're the salesperson, you're the office manager, you're the HR department, like you do a million things, right? And all the things that you do, you believe it or not, you already do have structure behind it because you develop habits. Now, it doesn't mean that they're good habits and it doesn't mean that they're good systems, but they are present. They do exist. My friend Michael Kaplan, who has over a $20 million carpet cleaning business, he's the one that blew my mind when he first said this. He said, Josh, everybody already has a fully systemized business, and every system in your business is perfectly calibrated to give you exactly the result that you're getting right now. Now, this is such a big topic. I have so much I want to say. I hope I don't forget anything, but I had a coaching call today with my friend David. And David has a small company. And in large part, the company has been ran kind of from the seat of his pants for a long time. And it's not due to a lack of effort. It's not because he doesn't work hard. In fact, it is because he works hard on the wrong things that he has so much struggle. And we had this long conversation today about how he needs to switch his mindset to a sales mindset and all the self-limiting beliefs that he's dealing with. But again, it comes down to systems. You know, the way that you behave every day is a system. I have plenty of bad systems in my life. Like, I have some massive bad habits I want to overcome. Some of them feel impossible. They're overwhelming, right? So you can't do all of it at the same time, but you at least need to identify that systems already exist. So the real question you need to ask yourself is my current operating procedure, like my current operating system, right, of your brain for and inside and for your company, is the way that you're doing business working for you? Is it serving you well? Is it delivering what you want? Or is it moving you towards what you ultimately want, which I call your why or your mountaintop, right? That's what you have to ask yourself. Now, I break systems down when I coach people in the boot camp into three different categories, okay? What you want to do is you want to identify the systems that you need to have documented. Now, if it's a need, that means that it might exist in your head, but you haven't documented it at all. And the second stage is what I call an MVS, which means minimum viable system. This means you've at least documented it somehow. If you don't have a computer, write it down by hand. Get it out of your brain and onto paper. Even if you don't have any employees, start writing down what you do and how you do things. You got to understand that systems are all about how. Okay, they're all about how you do something. So if a customer calls you or calls your office, there's a particular way right now that you answer the phone call, or maybe you don't, maybe it goes to voicemail, whatever it is that you're doing, write it down so you can see it. And then you can say, all right, it's a minimum viable system, right? The third category is a full system. Now, in my book, I like invented this framework to help myself and to help people that I work with. A full system means that it's refined, it's been thought through, and that it's documented, and here's the big one, it's delegated to someone else to do it. So once it's off your plate completely, and you're not the one doing that thing anymore, that is what I would categorize as a full system. And as you scale and grow your company, the end goal is to have every single system, and there'll be like hundreds of them at the end. Every system should be a full system, meaning someone on your team takes care of that thing. They're held accountable for taking care of that thing. And, you know, all the stuff dealing with that has like been dealt with and figured out and worked out, right? That's when you have a truly sellable automated business. And even if you don't want to sell it, it's sellable, meaning you can leave for a month and come back and have more money than before you left. That's how you get there, right? But it starts with identifying what you do now. The good, the bad, the ugly, doesn't matter how embarrassing it is, doesn't matter how crappy it is. Maybe you know that you're doing some things wrong. Write down the wrong way that you're doing it so you can read it. I want you to see it. Then we're going to start focusing on how. How do we make it better, right? If you do a job for a customer and you don't follow up with them afterwards and ask them, you know, if they're satisfied and you're not getting reviews and you're not getting referrals, if you're not sending thank you cards either by hand or using SendGem or something, then you have what's called a zero-touch follow-up system. So on your piece of paper, when you think about, okay, follow-up system, you're going to write down nothing. I want you to write the word nothing on a piece of paper, or, you know, type it into Word and print it out and put follow-up system. Now we're going to improve and iterate on that system and create something better, right? And when you're building systems, always think about how, because the real wealth, the way to get really high prices and to get higher margins, the way to get your employees to like love their job, the way to do everything is all about the how. Like, how do you make something efficient? How do you make it better? How do you make it streamlined? How do you make it more perceived value? And the reason this topic's hard is because there's like hundreds of things inside of a company that you're not even really seeing. And so, you know, every one of them is a little bit different. But in general, you want to understand that there's systems that you need. There's systems that you have put on paper in some form, even if it's crappy. That's called a minimum viable system. And then there's a full system that has been like hashed out, ripped apart, rebuilt, really thoughtfully created, and then delegated to someone else on your team. That's a full system. Okay, hopefully that helps. And this, the way that I build systems is I start with a mind map. If you don't use mind mapping software, just Google it. I am a Mac user, so everything I have is Mac. So I use an app called MindNode, N-O-D-E, MindNode. It's super awesome because I'm really visual. And if you're really visual, like, you need to do this. And what happens is we get stuck when we sit down and try to build a system. So let's say that you're going to build a system for, like, the way that your technicians do their job on the job site. Okay, that's a big, important piece of your business, right? Now, you already do certain things on the job site, so we're going to start by just, like, putting down what we do right now so we can see it. And a mind map is really cool because you don't have to worry about categorizing it yet or organizing it in a sequential order. Just get every little node that you can think of onto the mind map. And a node is just like a thought. So, for example, I'm just spitballing here, so this might be weird, but if I have a blank mind map, in the center of the mind map, I might type technicians field work or something. And then as a branch off of that, I just start putting in for each thing as a branch that I can think of that has to do with the job. So you unload the truck. That's a thing. Then you introduce yourself to the customer. That's a thing. Then you start doing things left to right, or you get the mower off the trailer and then you do this thing, or you wind up their garden hose, or you check the back deck to make sure all the furniture's off it, or whatever is applicable to your service, whatever you're doing. Think about, what are you doing right now? What are all the things that are being done? And you just kind of spit them onto the mind map. Then what you want to do is take one of those nodes, like unload the truck, and you make little branches off of that one. And you want to define how you should unload the truck. Now, you already have a way that you're doing it, but so start there. But then we're going to go deeper and we're going to refine it and say, okay, cool. Like, if you have a two-person crew and the crew leader maybe goes and introduces himself to the client and has a script they say, like, that's a totally different system. But then maybe the assistant unloads the truck a very specific way. Think of the highest, most efficient, like, the best possible way to do the thing, the how, and then put those on the mind map. And then after you're done with the mind map thing, there's a feature with most mind map softwares where you can export your mind map to, like, text, like plain text. And so what you do is you drag the little branches around and try to get them in, like, sequential order. Like, okay, unload the truck, talk to the customer, do the work. Here's a midpoint touch. Okay, then we go ask for refer or offer the customer a walk around, and then we get the check, and then we ask for referrals, and then we load the truck, and then we leave, and then we do our paperwork and whatever, right? So, like, get it in order. It doesn't have to be perfect, but get it in order. Then you export it to plain text. Now, once it's in plain text, you're just going to have a whole bunch of words. You know, at the top of the page, it's going to say technician field work. And then below that, it's going to say unload the truck, get the ladder, get the thing, crew leader, talk to customer. This happens, that happens, all the way down the page. This is where you're going to start building out the system. And your goal isn't to create a novel. In fact, it's a really beautiful thing if you can keep it really simple. Like, there is complexity in simplicity in the fact that it's actually hard to take something and make it really simple. One of my favorite quotes from Leonardo da Vinci is, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And when you're small and you're building systems, there's a tendency to feel like you have to create some 200-page employee manual because that's what a big company would do, quote unquote. It's a total waste of time. You don't even know what you need to put in your employee manual yet. Like, just put the basic stuff that's obvious that you can think of and keep it simple. Because what we're going to do over the years that we're growing your company is we're going to add things to your system. We're going to take things away. We're going to change the way we do this or that. But we just need something. I mean, come on, people. Get it out of your head. Get it onto text like this, right? And then what you're going to do after the system, like, exists and you've thought it through and all that is you're going to deploy the system. Now, this is where everybody screws it up, because when you try to get your team members to do something, you think that you're allowed to just tell them to do it and then it will be fixed. That's not true. It doesn't work like that. You have to tell them over and over and over and over and over forever and ever for always, right? It has to be like a relentless broken record style execution on the system. And it doesn't mean that you're a jerk about it. In fact, you should be the opposite. It should be exciting. It should be amazing. You should find a way to help your employees understand how the technician's field system is going to help them. That's going to help them make more money, be more efficient, be a lot safer. It's going to help the company grow bigger, which will create more opportunity, right? Always frame the system that you're deploying in the terms of how it benefits the employees. you don't have a "it's my way or the highway" attitude, especially with the young people now, it just doesn't work very good. But when you are training and implementing the system and you're like trying to get going on it and trying to make sure that there's consistency, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. So just make sure you have the right expectations. It takes a minute. But what you'll find is that over 30 or 60 or 90 days or 6 months, if it's really complex, is it's going to start getting hard baked into your culture. And it will become a habit for your team. But it will only become a habit for your team if you are driving that home consistently every single day. No exceptions, no excuses, non-negotiable. This is how we do business, right? And you have to like be accountable to it. You know, I'll tell you, being an employee, these guys are like waiting for you to not deliver on what you promised. They're waiting for you, not because they're bad, just because this is human nature. They're waiting to see if you're actually going to follow through. And when you don't follow through, like, hey, we're going to do 5 rounds after every job, and then they're not doing it, and so you're mad at them, right? But you also told them that you're going to do this other thing, but then you didn't follow through with that. Like, you have to set the bar really high. People miss this. Most people miss it that I work with. And there's just a misalignment of expectations, I guess. So I don't want to ramble about that, but make sure you follow through on what you said that you're going to do. No exceptions, no excuses. If you told people that if they're 1 minute late to work, they get written up, if that's the way you want to play it, that's fine. But you better do it every single time. And you don't have to be rude about it. It's just the policy. It's like, oh, bummer, John, you're late, man. Hey, come, you know, we're going to have a great day. It's nobody, I'm not mad at you, but I got to have you sign the write-up form. And he's like, seriously, it's a minute? It's like, well, yeah, that's our policy. Remember when we talked about it last week at the meeting and we all signed the thing saying that 1 minute late means you're late and you get written up. And if you get written up 3 times and this happens, yeah, like that's how we're doing things. Like that's how we're going to protect the company and grow it. Doesn't mean you're a bad guy. I mean, I've been late before, no big deal, but sign right here. This is happening. That has a huge impact. A huge impact. And possibly even more importantly, you need to deliver on your promises. I know I made the mistake early in my company several times where I promised people like we're going to do some crazy awesome thing, and I kind of like ran my mouth too quick or over said what we could really afford to do, right? Like, oh, don't worry, you know, you're going to be able to make this much per hour, and we'll get you this bonus at the end of the year. And then the end of the year comes and it's like, holy crap, like I can't afford to do this. That is horrible. That's really bad. So anyway, how do you build a system? You use a mind map. You dump everything in your brain onto the mind map. Then you export it to plain text. Then you start writing sentences and paragraphs below each item defining the how you do the thing. When it says crew leader talk to customer, what do they say? What do they say? Define all that. After you have that, you deploy it to your team and you implement it. And it will be messy and not perfect, but you're the fearless leader and you can handle it and you're going to do it. After you do that for a while, you're going to find that there's a whole bunch of stuff in your systems that is either pointless or just really dumb, even though it sounded smart at the time, or just unnecessary. And that's the final step. That's where you iterate and optimize. You iterate and optimize. We spent all winter, well, at like maybe 6 weeks, like 6 straight weeks, probably 30 hours a week. We do 2 sessions a day and take a lunch because our heads wanted to explode. And we would go through every policy and system in our whole company and delete stuff, add stuff, and do whatever. And we'd do it by giving everybody a voice. Not that it was a democracy, because it wasn't, but I feel it's important to give your employees what I call a seat at the table. Like they have a unique perspective being in the field. Like they can give you real feedback that can help, right? So then you change the systems and tweak them, and then you deploy them again. And so for the rest of your company's history, you're constantly going between deploying and executing on a new system and then iterating and optimizing it and then deploying and executing it again. So hopefully that helps. I know it was kind of a lot, especially for audio only, because if I could show you like a video, it'd probably be better. But systems are really important, and you already have them right now. So the question, again, to circle back to the beginning that I want you to ask yourself is how you're living your life and running your business right now, is it serving you well? Your business has one function on the planet. Do you know what it is? I asked this question in San Diego last week. What is the purpose of your business? And before I'm going to tease you a little bit, you know, to have some fun. But every time I ask this, I get answers like, to be the best cleaning company in Southeast Arkansas. It's like, okay. Or someone will say, it's to, you know, make me money. Or they'll say a whole bunch of different things. But there's a really simple answer. Your business only exists as a step one. There's lots of other benefits, but the step one is to make a profit. And that, like, that freaks people out. They're like, well, that doesn't sound nice at all. My mom told me profit's evil. Profit's not evil. Profit is the evidence that you're providing value to the marketplace. Without the profit, you're not creating any jobs. You're not buying that second house. You're not stimulating the economy. You're not doing anything. If you can't help yourself, you can't help anybody else. So you have to make profit. Now, how do you make profit? See, I keep emphasizing the word how. It's all about the how. It's the details. It's the nuances. It's you know, I was in San Diego and I ate this really fancy breakfast and they had this orange slice on the side by my omelet. But the orange slice was, it was a normal orange slice, but they twisted it. It was like curled up. I can't explain it on the podcast, but it was like curled, sitting on the plate a certain way. That matters. The way that you talk to your customer matters. The way that you deploy a system to your team and lead them, and the inflection of your voice and the enthusiasm you do or don't have, the compassion, the authenticity of who you are, all that stuff matters a lot. And you got to pay attention to the details of the nuances of the little tiny detail things. And it's really hard to do that when you're in survival mode, you have fear, you have a poverty mindset. You feel like for someone to win, someone else has to lose. Like it's a zero-sum game. Like you got to get rid of that head trash and just focus on what are you doing now and how can every single part of what you're doing now be made better. And that just comes through being creative and looking at it on a piece of paper and making improvements. So that's it. Hey, if you want me to answer a question that you have, send me a voicemail. It's super easy. You just got to call my new voicemail number. It's 810-201. Sorry, I got to check. I don't have it memorized yet. 810-201-4555. Okay, 810-201-4555. 555. This is a really cool way for you guys to connect directly with me. I can hear your feedback or ideas. If you have anything you want to say, say it. You can leave up to a 3-minute message. Try to stick to the point though, because it's hard when I get a lot of them for me to listen to them. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing the podcast. Thank you for the iTunes reviews. That is massive reciprocation to me, and I'm grateful for it. Please keep doing it. Keep doing it. Let's not give up on it. We want to grow the audience way bigger this year. There's so much gold in these episodes that's so relevant to specific types of companies that you're not going to find anywhere else. This level of detail and teaching is you're not going to find it, right? Like, this is the place. It's all curated and organized, but you have to share it with the world and push people that you know need it to listen to it because we love them too much to let them not know how to build a system and to fix their business. Their little kids need them to fix their business. Their wife needs them to fix her crappy business so they can come home and live a normal life and not be a slave. Stop being a slave. Now I'm all wound up. Jeez, thanks a lot, everybody. No, just kidding. Hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care. God bless.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.